This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Don't you know it's darkest before the dawn? And this thought keeps me moving on. If we could heed these early warnings, the time is now, quite early morning. If we could heed these early warnings, the time is now, quite early morning. Some say that humankind won't long endure, but what makes them so doggone sure? I know that you who hear my singing can make those freedom bells go ringing, and so we keep on while we live until we have no more to give. And when these fingers can strum no longer, and the old banjo to young ones stronger, and though it's darkest before the dawn, these thoughts keep us moving on through all this world of joy and sorrow. We still can have singing tomorrows through all this world of joy and sorrow. We still can have singing.
Doing a tune written in 1969 by the great late Pete Seeger. We have Annie Patterson and Peter Blood in our studio. Welcome back to the Folk Show.
Thank you. Good
to
be
here.
Here
again.
Not just any folk singers. They have helped us to create the foundation for singing folk music around the world with their publications called Rise Up Singing and Rise Again. And there's a new collection now called If I Had a Hammer. And if you would like to celebrate the birthday of Pete Seeger on May 3rd in Hanover, you could be singing along with Annie and Pete. A lot of great shows coming up to celebrate the 100th birthday of Pete Seeger, right?
That's right. So many good a lot of stuff happening all over the world, actually.
We just shipped 100 copies of the new songbook to Edinburgh, and they're having a Pete Singathon that same weekend that we're going to be in Hanover singing all weekend all of his songs. That's pretty impressive.
This is a big deal.
Yep.
I think it is. I think people want to have a little hope in their lives right now, and so singing together, I mean, for us, I mean, it's the best way to come together in a community.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
And how can you stop from singing when you're with a bunch of other people that are singing in community, right?
You get caught up in it.
You're visiting New York. You'll be in Northampton. Well, you've been in Northampton. You'll be heading to Hanover on the 3rd, Hartford on the 4th, Cambridge on the 5th, Concord right here in our neck of the woods.
Yay!
On the 10th of May, and then heading up to Middlebury. You'll be close by in Brattleboro. That's that tri-state area there, and then heading to Connecticut and Rhode Island, and then a show finishing up with a show in Maine, at least for the Northeast tours. What can people expect? You've got a all-star group of people that are going to be joining you, right?
We're really thrilled to be joined to this tour by Magpie will be in Hanover. Charlie King will be in Hanover. Different people in different concerts. Emma's Revolution, Pat Humphries and Sandy O will be at 6 of our concerts. And Sally Rogers will be at several of the concerts. And finally, Bill Harley. So we got a great group of people.
And some other special guests are joining us. We've got the Ricks, are a wonderful duo that do all kinds of stuff and used to sing on the Sloop Clearwater. And I guess Peter Siegel's
Peter Siegel
be
of the Gaslight Tinkers will be in Brattleboro. Yeah.
So people will arrive and they'll be given a little songbook with a lot of different songs, either written by Pete or celebrating the things that Pete Seeger believed in. And we'll sing some songs out of the book. And sometimes, you know, Charlie King might say, hey, put your books down. I'm going to teach you this song. And, you know, I don't want to see the tops of your heads. I want to see your shining faces. And so it'll be a mix of just fun singing, getting everybody in the room caught up in the song.
Had you met Pete Seeger in your travels and your creations of the publications?
Yeah, I mean, we met Pete Seeger pretty early on in our work with making Rise Up Singing, and then a little along the way, you know, Pete was a real mentor and fan of the songbook. So he ended up asking Peter Blood to edit his autobiography, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? And through that process, we got to know him and Toshi even better.
When folks are at these shows, they're likely to hear some stories personally from folks that had interactions with them. Is that right?
All of the people that are going to be performing at these shows were essentially friends and colleagues of Pete Seeger's. And so, for example, we're going to play a little bit later a song by Pat Humphries. And she was actually singing with Pete as he died. And so she sings the last two songs that she sang before he died at our shows. And she also sings a song that she wrote the next day with Sandy O. And so, like I say, people will just tell about the first time they met him or sometime he made a joke with them or things like that. It's very informal but full of richness about what it was like to hang out with this person who had so much integrity and so much kind of natural friendliness with whoever he was spending time with.
Why don't we go ahead and play one from Emma's Revolution, and then we'll come back and hear some more in our studio from our friends Annie Patterson and Peter Blood. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Soloway & Hollis, providing legal solutions and effective advocacy for healthcare organizations and professionals, schools, and businesses throughout New Hampshire. Soloway.com. Now here's Emma's Revolution from their album Now.
When I was 4, I had a toy made of plastic out of joy, a magic musical machine from a drum of sticking strings. I couldn't know as I would play, I'd live to meet the man one day, playing songs that shaped my life, taught the world to sing. Onto a trolley car, alone and wondering. The imagining. As I observed your dimming light, felt a spark in me ignite. I would trade it all today to hear your banjo ring.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and you just heard a tune from Emma's Revolution and their album Now. And the tune that you heard was Sing, People, Sing. We have Annie Patterson and Peter Blood in the studio. Why did you select that particular tune for us to play here tonight?
We first got to hear that song the weekend after Pete Seeger died. We were down in Beacon, and a lot of people had gathered at a local funeral home where they had his ashes in an urn, and they were just, you know, chatting and hugging each other. Pat and Sandy got out their instruments and sang that song that you just heard. And it just struck us so deeply because it kind of told the story of her lifetime of relating to growing to be, you know, first seeing him at a distance and then gradually getting to know him, being invited to go to events down in Beacon that the Clearwater was doing, and then what it was like to have him pass away and what that meant in her heart. So it kind of encapsulates what we're trying to do with these shows of getting people to sing with each other, and not just for the purpose of community, although that's important, but to encourage each other to continue to live and work for the things that Pete and Toshi Seeger lived throughout their lives.
This is NHPR, it's the Folk Show, and I'm Kate McNally, and I get to sit here with Annie Patterson and Peter Blood. How about if we play another tune and then come back and talk a little bit more about what Pete Seeger and the work and music of him and his life meant to you.
Great. Well, we thought we'd do a song that I fondly call my dishwashing song. And so when I was first learning how to sing and play a guitar and a banjo, I worked at a camp, and this is one of the songs that we sang all the time when we were washing dishes. But the other thing about it is it's a song by Leadbelly, otherwise Udy Leadbetter, called Midnight Special. And one of the things about it is that when we sing a song like this, we honor the history, you know, behind a song. And he wrote this song, you know, partly about his own experience as a black man, you know, what it was like and still is today, you know, to have to think ahead about the towns you go to and how you have to think ahead about, you know, what town you're driving through, you know, as a black man. And unfortunately, we're still kind of struggling with that. But the other thing about this song is it's really fun to sing. So we sang it last night in Northampton, or whenever that was.
It was last night.
That show. And what was great was we sang it as a way to get people to come back to their seats, and everybody in the whole room just started singing it. And so we'll do a little bit of this song right now, Midnight Special. Yonder comes Miss Rosie. How in the world do you know? Well, I know her by her apron and the dress she wore, umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. She goes marching to the governor. Turn loose, my man. Well, let the midnight special shine a light on me. And let
at the midnight special. Shine your ever-loving light on me. Well, if you ever go to Houston, well, you better walk right, and you better not stagger, and you better not fight. Sheriff will arrest you, and I'll take you down. And you can bet your bottom dollar you're penitentiary bound. Now let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. Now if you wake up in the morning, hear the ding-dong ring, you go marching to the table, you see the same old thing, knife and fork on a table, and nothing in my pan. And if you say a thing about it, you're in trouble with the man. So let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine an ever-loving light on me.
Annie Patterson and Peter Blood in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and a Hootie Ledbetter tune, Midnight Special. President Obama said that Pete Seeger was America's tuning fork. That's how he eulogized the great Pete Seeger. And what does he mean to you, Annie Patterson?
Oh my gosh, that's a great thing, the America's tuning fork. Pete Seeger, it's funny that he lived in Beacon, New York, because he's kind of a beacon now. He's a touchstone in a way. His life stood for something that I think a lot of people crave, want, echo inside of themselves. You know, he kept saying, don't give up on the human race. Don't give up on each other. And he believed that even though we all feel a sense of despair, that we just can't give up. And he would get people to sing with each other in a way that nobody else has ever been able to do. And some of us, you know, kind of continue that and try to do it. But there was a way that he just never gave up. And I think people want that. They want it today. They wanted it yesterday. And that's really what we're trying to do, too.
Yeah, we just appreciate so much how public radio creates a lot of community with the kind of shows they put on that you can't hear all the time on the radio. And so I think getting people to connect with each other across differences, across different preferences, you know, or lifestyles is what Pete was trying to do. And he sings a wonderful song called All Mixed Up, which is about how, you know, there is no pure language or food or race in the world. We're all mixed up with each other, and that's a good thing. That makes us all a lot richer.
During the time that Pete Seeger was blacklisted because of his what seemed to be his communist views and his participation in the Communist Party, he needed to find other ways to make a living. He needed to get out there and teach and do other things in order to supplement his income. What do you do when you're not out there on the road carrying the message through sound?
I guess Peter and I have worn lots of different hats throughout the year. Peter was a nursing professor and a nurse, a psychiatric nurse for many years, and that enabled our family to actually kind of, you know, survive for a while and make songbooks. So yay for all the nurses in the world, because that's a very great service. And, you know, I think people don't know this about me. I'm also a jazz vocalist. I sing in a couple different jazz bands. And then, you know, we're just always trying to update our website and put a lot of content on there for people to encourage the wider world to be able to find their own touchstone ways they can get together and do community singing in their area. We have a list on our website where you can go and pretty much search through a lot of different areas in the United States and Canada and other places where you can find community.
So for myself, in addition to doing nursing, now I'm doing a lot of work around interfaith, how different groups can come together to support each other. We had a vigil recently after the Christchurch killings where a whole bunch of people from different synagogues and churches
and
joined
mosques.
Together with people from the mosque to pray together and support each other around that tragedy in Christchurch. We got together all the different groups to help raise money for the synagogue when they're having trouble opening their doors. And
not the synagogue, the mosque.
Sorry, the mosque. About 500 people came together and sang together and listened to talks and ate food together to celebrate each other. And also, about two summers ago, I walked across southern New Hampshire from over on the eastern, near the Portsmouth, I guess, to Concord. And we were traveling from one coal-fired plant near Portsmouth to the one just south of Imbeaux, just near Concord. And we were doing a pilgrimage for trying a more sustainable planet, a bunch of people. So those are the kind of things I do when I'm not on stage.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Some opportunities to see a great big celebration of Pete Seeger's 100th birthday at many locations. Next stop is May 3rd in Hanover. Where is that show going to be in Hanover?
It's going to be at the Church of Christ on Dartmouth College campus, and that's going to be with Magpie and Charlie King.
And then traveling to Hartford, Cambridge, right here in Concord on May 10th. Who are the special guests at the Concord show?
That one's going to be Charlie King and Sally Rogers, and that's going to be at the Unitarian Church in Concord, and it's a benefit for American Friends Service Committee.
Let's play one from Charlie King. We have the album with Charlie King and Annie Patterson called Step by Step. What would we play? What should we play from this album?
You know, I think it'd be great to play the title song. Charlie and I had a really good time putting this live recording together. So why don't you play that one?
The words of this song were taken from the preamble to the Constitution of the American Miners Association, 1861, the first miners' union in the United States. 100 years later, Pete Seeger set them to a traditional Irish air. In just 4 lines, they tell us what unions stand for.
Step by step, the longest march can be won, can be won. Many stones can form an arch, singly none, singly none. And by union, what we will can be accomplished still. Drops of water turn a mill, singly none, singly. Step by step, the longest march can be won, can be won. Many stones can form an arch, singly none, singly none. And by union, what we will can be accomplished still. Drops of water turn a mill, singly none, singly none, singly none.
That was Step by Step from Annie Patterson and Charlie King, and the album Step by Step. They're going to be performing in a series of shows coming up on May 10th, right here in Concord at the Unitarian Church. You're going to find a birthday celebration for Pete Seeger. Pete Seeger would have been 100 years old. More from Annie Patterson and Peter Blood in just a moment.
I'm Laura Kanoy, inviting you to join us April 30th for a special evening broadcast of The Exchange on education funding. We're following up on the NHPR series Adequate, examining the history and future of New Hampshire's school funding system. We'll talk with a panel of guests and take questions from a live audience at our Concord studios. Join us for this evening broadcast, Tuesday at 7 on NHPR and NHPR.org.
This event is sponsored in part by Demonstrated Success.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and from Prescott Farm Laconia, with over 100 public programs and series offered annually, including Wild Foods of Spring, Trail Yoga, and Moonlit Hikes. PrescottFarm.org. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and we just heard from the Step by Step album with Annie Patterson and Charlie King. And you're going to find Charlie and Annie, along with other special guests, appearing in Concord. And where, remind me, please, Annie, where that's going to be in Concord?
Well, I'm going to let Peter tell you, because he keeps all this information right up in there in this little brain.
Okay, it's in the Unitarian Church, right in the middle of downtown Concord.
Okay, and that's on Friday, May 10th. What time does that show start?
7 o'clock.
Okay. And if you didn't catch any of this information while we've been talking tonight, and you'd like to get a real handle on the tour, you could visit Annie and Peter's website. And what that is www.groupsinging.org. Now, do you do workshops in group singing as well as these tours?
Yeah, we do. We do workshops pretty much all year round. We'll go out and do weekends at different kind of different communities and different centers. We have one coming up at the World Fellowship Center, I believe.
In July.
And, we'll spend time singing together. Sometimes we'll do a little bit of, Q&A or help people understand how they can take some tips back for leading singing.
And he often goes into schools and does workshops and concerts with the kids to teach them about how music played an important part in movements like the labor movement,
sure,
the freedom movement, other kind of groups that have been working for change have often used music to further what they're working on.
Now, you were instrumental in the autobiography and writing the foreword to the autobiography or editing the autobiography.
I was the editor, yeah.
You were the editor.
Yeah.
And so do you feel like that's the definitive book? So if people are really interested in learning more about Pete Seeger and his legend, do you think that's probably the go-to for?
You know, that book is very interesting because his manager, Harold Leventhal, wanted to do that book primarily because a lot of his songs were slipping into public domain because they weren't clearly enough associated with Pete's authoring them. So he says, we have to make a book where we show all these are written by you. Well, Pete wasn't really that interested in copyrights and stuff like that. But he wanted to tell the stories about the songs. So each of the songs is surrounded by pictures of the people he was working with the song on, the story of what was happening when he made the song, and also a lot of stuff about how to do song leading, how to write songs, even his ideas about religion, how that shifted over the years in politics. You said he started out in the mm-hmm. Communist Party, mm-hmm. but he went quite a long ways away from that after a while.
He distanced himself.
He really, he changed himself over time. He was always glad to keep saying, I can keep learning, I can keep changing my mind on things in a good way. But the book is really great. Unfortunately, it's temporarily out of print, but Tina Seeger, his daughter, is working very hard. We hope that later this fall it will be back in print again. And a good thing about the book that you mentioned at the beginning that we made called If I Had a Hammer was that we were able to put quotes from his autobiography about many of the songs in the book. So right under the song, it'll say maybe a few words that he wrote about that song or about Woody Guthrie or about Lead Belly, or maybe something that he said during one of his concerts, like at Carnegie Hall, about the song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He partnered with a lot of folks over the years, including he was involved with the Almanac Singers and the Weavers. He distanced himself from the Weavers as well. What was the cause of that?
That's a pretty funny story. He thought they were going in too commercial a direction. I mean, ironically, this was actually during the blacklist period when you said it was hard to get jobs. But he actually felt they were going too commercial. And in addition, they were making spot ads for cigarette companies. And back then, he was already ahead of a lot of people in rejecting cigarette smoking. So he said, this is too much. I'm leaving the Weavers.
Yeah. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Pete and Annie are going to be joining up with folks like Charlie King, Emma's Revolution. They've done shows with Sally Rogers. Will she be joining you again on the tour as well?
She's going to join us in Cambridge and several other...
Right here in Concord.
Yeah,
she'll be at the Concord
in Concord. And some folks know about Nick Page, who's a great guy. He's going to come and do a song in Cambridge. So we have a variety of special guests, but Sally is wonderful.
She's great. Yeah.
Lucky
you.
I know,
lucky
right?
You. And lucky anybody that attends any of these shows. You can visit our folk music and dance calendar on our website at nhpr.org. And you can also visit groupsinging.org for more details about what Annie and Peter are up to and more details about the shows that are happening to celebrate.
The best way to look at our site, because it's kind of a big site, go to groupsinging.org/events or look for the little tab at the top that says events, and it'll show all the shows that are coming up that we're talking about.
Okay. Could you play one last tune for us?
Sure, yeah. One of the exciting things about the tour that we've set up is many of the folks playing are members of the same union. We're all members, many of us are members of Local 1000 Traveling Musicians Union. And, you know, Pete Seeger was a big union guy, and, you know, so we wanted to do a song called Which Side Are You On?
Come all you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old union has come in here to dwell. Well, which side are you on,
boys?
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? My daddy was a miner, and I'm a miner's son.
Such a treat to have Annie Patterson and Peter Blood in our studio. Look for their publications, the Rise Up Singing and Rise Again songbooks, and most recently, If I Had a Hammer, a Pete Seeger sing-along songbook, 50 songs to help heal the planet. Please come back and see us again.
Thanks.
Thank you.
This is NHPR.